Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of the Acts, Acts chapter 9, and I'd like to read with you verses 1 through 6. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, where the Word of God says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. That's Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. And we recognize that that describes the day when Saul of Tarsus got saved and eventually became Paul, the great apostle of the church. You see, Saul thought that he was doing the right thing to please God. He did not understand this Christian faith. He did not really understand who Jesus Christ was. And he thought that the Christians, who were referred to as those of the way, were preaching a false truth. They were not preaching the reality of the Old Testament scriptures. And so, as an ardent Jew, he was doing everything that he could to wipe Christianity off of the face of the earth. But on his way to Damascus, he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he did not mince any words. He simply said to the Lord, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And I think that we know the rest of the story. He was led into the city. He was given direction. And consequently, eventually, he became the greatest apostle, in my opinion, the greatest evangelist, the greatest missionary, the greatest pastor that the church has ever known. And truly, we know that God used him to write many of the epistles of the New Testament. Why? Simply because of the fact that he thought he was doing the work of the Lord. But he had an encounter with the Lord, and he got saved. And he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And God directed him and used him in a mighty way. You know, it could very well be that from time to time, we think that we are doing what God wants us to do, when in all reality, we are opposing God, as it was in the case of Saul. And therefore, it's important for every one of us every day to ask that question, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? That's a very significant question in doing the will of God. It could be that God wants us to do a particular ministry. It could be that God wants us to go to a particular place. But the fact of the matter is, many times we will not know that until we say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I want to encourage you today, as I am encouraging myself, let's not plan our own day and our own life and our own ministry, but consistently, let's say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And then as he gives direction, follow it, and we'll be used of God for his glory. Father, I thank you for this example from the Apostle Paul. And it's my prayer, dear Lord, that you would take it and use it in each of our lives to challenge us to be consistently asking for your direction, that we might live for your glory as Paul did. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.